put them in the river, and the way they and they floated downstream to the plantation.
The boars for use
for
the plantation?
For the sugar bale. They floated downstream. See, your river runs down, you see. And that's the way they were barred. And then something came up, piece of machinery, came from New York, Baldwin Works, and came by rail to Galveston, and then Galveston by boat to Port Isabel. And then Hall, I guess, just had it rolling along, or something, other machinery that was bought there. And so it took an awful lot of perseverance. And my father had, he always said this country was good. He had very little money when he came here. The railroad company, you see, he came, you see, you'd have to read all that, and I'll just jump into this. See, he came from Minnesota,
yes, sir.
Iowa, Nebraska, you know, and he was, his mother had died of typhoid fever, but he loved his stepmother. He always spoke of her. And they came on down, and this article that which should take you a long time to read that is typed there, and they crossed, I think the River Platte, I think that's in Nebraska, and how the horses would swim, and they'd cross the river, you know, and he had four brothers. They're all biblical names. It was Uncle Adam, which I remember him, and my father was named John. And the others were Jacob and Henry. Adam and John. Well, Jacob and Henry, sometime in Adam, Nebraska, he thought they went out to the gold rush in California, were never heard of. And after he had made a lot of money, he advertised, but there's some clauses that I connected with in Oregon that are kin. Our grandfathers I think first cousins or something like that, because they all came from Minnesota. And they changed the K to a C. One of them was down here, I went to four lives. Cape here, and they were coming through Edinburgh, and they saw the name Boulevard, and they decided to go to the museum. And you know, it wasn't 10 minutes afterwards that I went in there to the museum, and I saw that name. I said, and so they were there. Said, yes, he said. Then they were saying it was to go, and then they looked us up. And then my father came to Texas with his father. And his mother died somewhere along the line near Wake or something. And they came on down, and his father was drowned in the Brazos River.
Trying to cross him?
No, I don't know how that happened. He was drowned in that river. And then my father landed in Galveston. He was a very young man, maybe 19. And he was a hard worker. And they put him in charge of a wagon train going out to Fort Griffin, no kin to, out near Abilene, and where there were a lot of Indians. And he was in charge of two wagon trains. But his train, something broke of the wheel, and it would take a half a day.
What do you call that thing between the wheels? Is that what broke?